Listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
We get to talk to one of my favorite people.
Great author. Compassionate human
great
being.
Great person.
Child of God.
Yes, child of God. Makes everybody smile. And just, you know, a lovely guest. I'm talking about Katie Schuurman, of course.
Yay!
We've had her on to talk about a couple of her other books and a very popular episode on godparents. That was fun.
Godchildren.
Yeah, that was fun. But we have a new exciting venture that we're going to be talking with her about today. A new book from Emmanuel Press called He Restores My Soul, taking a little bit of a different look at issues that Christian women deal with, and how we can approach these issues from a Christ-centered mindset and identity. So, Katie, thanks for joining us today.
Well, first of all, my heart is a garden that is blooming all kinds of varieties of flowers after that introduction. Thank you so much.
Your words are just wonderful. I would never be able to say something like that.
You just kind of made my day. Thank you so much.
So this book coming out from Emmanuel Press, He Restores My Soul, and the Andy and I
don't try to abbreviate it.
No, because we keep mixing it up with other book titles that sound almost exactly the same every time. Where did this book idea come from? What did it grow out of?
It grew out of two different states at the same time. Two of my dear friends, Janet Fries in Indiana and Cheryl Swope in Missouri. We were both kind of talking, or I was talking with books about both of them kind of at the same time period, during the same time period. And in one conversation, Cheryl and I were talking about how we would really love to write a book together. I think we both very much appreciate each other's approach to life, each other's thought processes, and then also each other's writing styles. And we thought maybe we would do well writing a book together. And we had talked about that we thought something we could contribute topically together, you know, to a book would be what is it like to be a woman and what are some of the stresses that are specific to womanhood? In her case, being a mother, being a published author, being a speaker, being a presenter, being a curriculum director. In my case, being a wife, a pastor's wife, you know, being barren, having all of my children live outside of our home instead of in our home. And then at the same time, I was talking with Janet Fries, my editor with Emmanuel Press, and we were presently at that time working on He Remembers the Barren, the second edition. And Janet came up with a really great idea to write a sequel of sorts called He Restores My Soul. And that title immediately captured, it captured my heart, it captured my brain. I just found it was a seed that was planted in me, and it germinated quickly. And what happened is we ended up marrying those two ideas. He Restores My Soul is the book that I'm writing with Cheryl Swope and with a myriad of other accomplished female writers. And we are writing about different crosses that women bear. And when we use the term crosses, we're talking about those difficult things in life that God gives to us, that God puts on our lives, that disciplines us, that turns us toward Him, that moves us to call out to Him in faith for help. Crosses are those things also that that we cannot remove ourselves. We wait on the Lord either to shore us up in the bearing of them as we wait for that last day when He raises us from the dead, or that we ask for Him to take away from us. Mm-hmm. And Cheryl and I, well, each of us is writing two chapters each of this book. We thought it might be really great to have introduce a lot of other writers into the book as well, because there are many more women who could write more authoritatively and from personal experience about certain topics that Cheryl and I do not have personal experience with. So that's kind of how the book gestated.
Oh, look at that, using that imagery right there. Okay, you shared a couple of things there that have... I'm just jotting down notes quickly because it's generating all kinds of questions in my mind. One thing that you mentioned that raised questions was that you and Cheryl have similar approaches to life. I'd like to dig into that a little bit. Sure. And then we'll go from there and we can maybe dig into my other questions as well. But what is unique about your approach to life or the approach that you and Cheryl share?
Well, we are Lutheran Christians. We are confessional Lutheran Christians. We delight in the Word of God. We delight in the ways that He delivers His gift of faith to us. We both celebrate our baptisms. We take great comfort in knowing that we have been adopted into God's family through water and the Word. We both take great comfort in partaking of the Holy Supper, Christ's body and blood given and shed for us for the remission of our sins. We both find comfort in the body of Christ. Going to church, you know, it's never easy to live in a community of people, right? We're all sinners, mm-hmm. whether it's our family, whether it's our town or our neighborhood, or whether it's our church. So it's not that we find church to be a perfect mountaintop. It's just that we both gravitate toward our church communities when it comes to finding comfort. And also, in the individual crosses that we bear in life, we find that church is a safe place to call out to the Lord, Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy, to hear the comforting words of absolution spoken by our pastor in the stead of Jesus Christ, that we might hear that forgiveness of sins for us. And we both very much love children. She is a mother of two adult children at this point, and I am the mother of none in my home. But we both think that being maternal to the various neighbors that God gives us in our life is one of the great gifts we've been given by God, and it's one we rejoice in. And I suppose you could say we both take that vocation very seriously, this being a woman and taking care of the people around us. Neither of us is perfect and neither of us succeeds at it, but because we both approach life that same way, I can often look to her for encouragement and for exhortation. The other thing we have in common that is helpful to me when it comes to when I need advice from somebody, mm-hmm. Cheryl and I both in our spare time have taken on some extra activities that involve writing books. In her particular case, she's often writing about classical education applied to children and families with special needs. But we also, being Lutheran Christians, we can't help but write about our Lord Jesus who saves us, who redeems us. And we can't help but write about God the Father who creates us and provides all things for us. And we can't help but write about the Holy Spirit, who is the great comforter in our lives. And those things that we have in common, those things that bind us together, namely our Christian faith, means that it's easy to write with her. We both tend to have similar theses, and we both have similar goals, and we both don't mind sitting down at a laptop for hours at a time.
There's so many things I want to ask, but I know we only have a few minutes. How does this Christian identity, this identity in Christ, how does it affect the topics that you choose and how people or how women will approach this book? I know I've seen all of the reactions on social media about so many women just being so excited to have a book like this to read. But how does that identity in Christ affect both the writing of it and the reception of it?
Well, our identity in Christ very much informs how we interpret these crosses, these troubles, these burdens, these thorns in the flesh. And that's that we understand that our Lord gives us all things. And we trust that those things, whether on the surface if they appear good or bad, we trust that our Lord is working them for our good. And so I think all of us, every woman, bears a cross of some kind. different crosses we're going to be covering in our book. And I sure wish we could write a book that covers all of them, but of course, it's not an encyclopedia. But particular crosses that we're covering are, what about when your children leave the faith? How do you live with a chronic disease? What about when mental illness affects your family? What is it to try to establish a Christian identity in your home when that's so different from your own upbringing? How do you raise children in the church when nobody ever lived out that example for you? What is it to live the faith in the public square, out in the world where people persecute Christians? What is it to be a mother, but also to have a myriad of neighbors to serve outside of your home? How do you balance the two? What about when your parents age and sometimes dementia or Alzheimer's takes their memories? How do you care for somebody? How do you remember somebody who doesn't remember you? What about our sisters in Christ who have aborted their children and deeply regret it and repent? How do we care for our sisters who regret their abortions? What about our friends who suffer from sexual temptation, or I guess I should say struggle against it? How can we love them? How can we speak to them? How can we care for them? And so many other things. But the important part of being a Christian and addressing these things is that I think every Christian knows and sees the hard thing in her life. You can look at it and go, that's different than the way I thought it would be, and I'm struggling with it, and I can't change it. Did God give this to me? Is he punishing me? Why am I enduring this year after year? And so I think all of us, as we're bearing our individual crosses, I think we really want to talk about them, but we're afraid, because honestly, I think we're afraid of the answers. And so this book is meant to be a safe place where Christians can gather and discuss some very difficult things in the safety of the truth of God's word.
I think your intended audience here is women, but as a man and reading this, I've certainly found, you know, just from the excerpts that I've had a chance to look at, that it certainly is insightful and helpful when considering even my own crosses to bear too. How do you think this book would be helpful to men?
Well, being a sister in Christ, to my brothers in the church, I hope that just us discussing these things can be helpful in regards to fellowship, you know, as we bear each other's burdens. Whether us talking about these crosses better informs our brothers about some of the crosses specific to being a woman, I think that's helpful because they can know us better, take care of us better, love us better. But maybe some of the crosses that we're bearing are similar to what our brothers are bearing, such as the chronic illnesses and what we've learned from our pastors, from the Word of God, maybe that can be helpful to them as well. The truth of God is for all of us. And while we're not instructive in this book, we're not speaking from an authority that comes from ordination or being a called pastor. We're definitely relaying the things we've learned from our own pastors. And one feature of this book that I'm very excited about is the Reverend Rick Steckwish is writing a pastoral response at the end of the book, just kind of helping us to know, you know, a sermonette of sorts to preach to us after we've had these discussions, and also to remind us to go to our own pastors for further questions. So I think men will benefit from the stories told, from the perspective shared, and also from the Word of God that is quoted.
Katie, where can our listeners find more information about He Restores My Soul?
Go to emmanuelpress.us, Emmanuel with an E. And He Restores My Soul is the title of the book. You'll be able to find a page that gives you a description of the book as well as a list of all the authors and the topics that they're talking about. And pre-ordering is available. You can actually get it for $16.20 today if you pre-order. The retail price of the book will be $18. And God willing, we're hoping that the book will be available in October.
And we'll be having more interviews with some of the authors coming up in the next few weeks. Katie Schuerman with Emmanuel Press, He Restores My Soul. And thank you so much, Katie, for being our guest today.
I delight in talking with you both. Thank you.
You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.